something different. I was on the phone for half my walk, so you'll only get half a rant today. Yeah, we are absolutely seeing just chaotic destruction of the skies this morning. Far out. They really went to town overnight. Yeah, boy, it's yuck today. Some of the stripes, but like looking at that stuff up there, I don't know if you can see that stuff. Just it wafts through the normal clouds and it just rips them to pieces, and it's bloody disgusting. Plain and simple, it's bloody disgusting. I wanted to give you a quick update of the digital ID situation that I've been dealing with for the last couple of days. I'll just keep walking a bit and say good morning to a few people as the algorithm wakes up and hopefully puts a few eyes on what I'm going to talk about. So if I say cat videos, it'll convince it that I'm not talking about something that the owners of these platforms support. But Queensland digital ID. So if you're not a Queenslander, make sure you watch out for this slipping through the back doors, because by the sounds of it, that's what it's done here in Queensland. And so it's really, really difficult to not be frustrated with the lies that come out of the mouths of the politicians and the nature of the people to just, you know, conform and go along because they don't know what's going on. And, you know, I don't get too frustrated with them because it was me 5 years ago. Wouldn't have cared less about it until, you know, now that I know how much control, you know, it's taken away from us and how nefarious it is. So, righto, hello everybody that's jumped on. I won't bang on waiting for too many. I'll get on and I'll just sort of rehash. So, currently, this weekend, what do you call them? One Nation, sorry. Start again. This weekend, One Nation is having their federal digital ID, anti-digital ID rallies. And that is because our government voted for the digital ID to go through the other night. I think it was like 36 to 28. They got it through pretty easy, and now it's waiting to be signed off by the lower house, which is weird. All right, so the big thing that they're standing on is that this will be voluntary. All right, that is the thing that they're all proudly beating their chests, saying it will be voluntary, it will not be mandated, nothing to fear, let it roll on. So here's the truth of it: the Queensland government apparently has already slipped through some legislation in the same breath. I don't know how long. I've been talking to a barrister. He was saying that he believes it's already able to be done here in the same fashion. And although it is voluntary, meaning that the government isn't mandating it as such, it is one of these things like the safe and effective. They can use the system that is in place and say that their business, their workplace, their government department enforces the use of the digital ID. So once again, you know, they're telling you at one side, the federal, state, nothing to worry about, won't be mandated. And then at the state level, they've already done it. And so the example is this. Nathan, a coal mine worker, that 3 years ago left his mining job, stood his ground and said, I will not get the jab, left his mining job and went and found another way to make an income that has cost him dearly for 3 years, obviously compared to the mining job that he rightfully had and deserved. He was one of an entire mine that had the balls to do what he knew most of them wanted to do, which was walk away and not get the jab. The rest of them did what they were told and took the jab. So 3 years later, he's able to come back to mining, and he needs to refund some of his fighting funds. And I've got him a start back, helped him get to the right people to get him a start back here in the Flynn district, the Flynn electorate. And he's gone to do his medical, and they have refused to go any further with it because he doesn't have the digital ID. So after a couple of days of going back and forth and going round and round, trying to work out who's in charge of it, we find out that Queensland government owns Res Health, which subcontracted the medicals out to another department, making it hard to talk to Res Health directly about it, to mandate the digital ID to release your medical that you or your company pays for, to be able to have a job in the coal mining industry. And it's called, the app is called QGov. And so QGov is the Queensland version of MyGov. So QGov ID is the digital ID version of the MyGov ID. So you can see that they are full of shit, that they are already using it to go against each other, you know, to go against the people by saying it's not mandated by the government, but the government department can use it as a mandate. So I, you know, it is ridiculous. And I talked, the barrister that I was talking to, he said, well, I guess it's up to the guy to decide whether the money is more important to help his family survive these times, or, you know, to worry about that little digital ID. And I said, no, I'll tell you what I think. I think that your line in the sand hasn't been approached yet, and you will sit back and watch other Aussies have to make that decision, their livelihood versus their coercion, right? Or their rights versus the coercion. I said, until the line in the sand finally gets met for you, and then you would expect people to stand for you. I said, whether it's your line to cross on digital ID or misinformation on coercing for jabs, you and we, the men and women of this country, need to stand now before it's our line, it's our children, it's our rights that have been taken. I said, so don't tell me that we can't do it. Tell me what we can do. And he came out of Malcolm Roberts' office. Now, the sad part about all of that is I attended the federal member of Flynn, their office, talked to Lane there. Lovely lady, always very helpful. Shame she's got to work, you know, with politicians. She'd be a great electoral representative for the NERA project. But she's trying to make a difference by working in the system rather than on the system. But Craig, the member, Colin, he didn't bother ringing me back. He didn't bother talking to me about it. It's in his area. Then you've got the other candidate for the state. He didn't bother ringing me back. He didn't bother talking about it again, even though it's in his district. So the two people that did bother ringing back and doing something and at least talking about it was Rennick and Roberts. Now, why do you reckon that is? Because they have no will they have no need at a federal level to even understand what's going on at the state level. They've got enough to worry about themselves. But it just shows me how quickly you can call out your own members and how important it is for the NERA representatives, the national electoral representatives, you know, that Jody Clune is working on for this National Action Week, for those positions to be not only filled but become bodies of the people who continue to take the information from the dark side, from the conspiracy side, over to these politicians. And because they're getting fed horseshit from the bureaucratic money and their lackeys whispering in the ear, oh, there's nothing really nefarious in this, you know, you can pass that or you can sign off it or whatever. And they're missing the points that we're presenting to them. Because even when we represented the J. Scott representatives, who are the joint committee for overseeing that stuff, they didn't even know that they'd already voted for the first round of the changes to the IHR in the Pandemic Preparedness Treaty. All right, so don't presume that because they're the federal member that they're across what you're across. That's not the case. There's a lot for them to be across. And the people that are telling them that it's okay to sign things, the people that are doing the deep dive on the information, are either telling them furphies, are either paid for by the enemy, or are just full of shit and don't know what they're talking about either. So think about, you know, that position, please. If you've got the ability to take take information from, we've got professors, doctors and lawyers working in the background with some content experts in the likes of Jody Clune, you know, Deborah Yule and Karen Fox, you know, the three ladies from the Oz Exit the Who team, you know, they are the content experts. They've got the information, running it through the professors, running it past the lawyers to make sure that the information they give to the electoral members is up to date and legit, above board, and are the reasons we genuinely should have the federal members say no to the issue of the day, all right? Not the spoon-fed bullshit that they get from the people that are paid for by the very globalists that we seek to remove from the country. So if you've got the ability, I think there's still 60 or 70 positions out of the 151 to fill. It's all it takes is a bit of steel, a bit of spine, and had enough to be able to make sure that your member comes and has regular meetings with you for you to be able to give them, even if it's what we gave out recently, which is just a list of the top 10 reasons why we should say no and reject the treaty. One of them being the clause in there that they would ask for equal to or greater than 5% of the national spend, which would currently in today's money would equal $5 billion, which is about 50,000 nurses across our country yearly. All right, so we need to look at that. But the digital ID is well and truly going to be used against you in the same way the coercive nature of the jab was. Who was in charge of the jab? Who do we believe was the reason that we had to get a jab? Was it your employer? Was it the Queensland government? Was it the federal government? Was it the TGA? Was it the chief health officer? Was it Pfizer itself? You know, who was it that made you get the jab? Because I bet you can't put your finger on it, because that's what they do so well. The federal government says it's up to the state. The state say it's up to the medical department. The medical department says no, it's up to the TGA. TGA says no, it's up to the company. You know, they just move you around until you get frustrated from it and you take the choice, either lose your medical sovereignty or lose your job. You know, so that's exactly what they've already started doing with this digital ID. This gentleman has gone, he hasn't shown up as a troublemaker. He's not some sort of conspiracy theorist that wants to stand there and say, I'm sovereign, you know, and without the actual knowledge of how that works. He went into the office to do the medical in good faith with his documents, which was his passport, birth certificate, license. That's what he needed, right? And they wouldn't allow him to go any further because he hadn't uploaded that into the digital ID app and the digital ID system, because he said, I don't need to. It is not a law that I have to. And they said, well, we don't know. We just do what we're told. Take it up with this ResHealth. So you go to ResHealth and they don't answer. They say that has been subcontracted out. So you go to that mob and they say it's something that we've been told to do by ResHealth. How do I talk to ResHealth? Not sure. Try the QGov app. It might have frequently asked questions. You go to the QGov app. It says, if you can't provide your information into the digital ID, come to one of our three offices. I think it's Townsville, Brisbane, and Toowoomba. 99% of those regions don't really have any mining in it, so it makes sense to have the offices there where you could go there to present it. Then you read on further and it basically says that when you get there with your paperwork, they'll upload it into your digital ID and create your digital ID for you. So again, after 62 plus cyber attacks on 62 departments of the government last year that had cyber attacks on them, not including the big four banks and also including Medicare, I'm sure there's not much digital information out there for them to actually take. But the fact is that at a federal level, they are telling you this weekend we're pushing back because they're telling you that it will not be used against you. It will be optional to use the digital ID. You can have it or not have it. If it's something you want, you can have it. If you don't want it, you can have it. That's what they're saying here in Queensland. The only difference is the choice is you can have your job or not have your job. So for Christ's sake, get out, help us through all of these things that we've got, promotions, and start shaking the goddamn cage, because they are continuing to lie to you, continuing to push this legislation in behind. You can see them doing it with The Voice. Big fanfare, $400 million pissed up the wall. We say no to it. And then sneakily and secretly, they're working on Voice, legislation state by state that, you know, has similar things. And Jay said, we have to remember always cash is king. Yeah, sure. It is, but cash in the hand has got nothing to do with the strength of how to stop them controlling the money, which is get out of the big four banks, get out of the banks that they own secretly, stop investing your money in BlackRock, Vanguard, take your money out of the super slush fund that is $3 trillion of Australian superannuation fund that would be probably primarily invested in those assets. You know, that's what's really needed. We can vote down the digital currency. Yes, we can say that, you know, having a bit of cash in our pocket's great, but at the end of the day, they made $7 billion plus each, the big four banks, last year, and we're still talking this year. About more interest rate rises before the end of the year, which, luckily I'm not an economist, but I've been saying it'll happen for a year. But Albo said, inflation is under control because Penny Wong said so. Hey, Penny.
Oh, shut up, Albo. Don't tell him that. We've still got another couple of rate rises to go yet.
That's the bullshit that they are telling us. And then when it turns around and you get another, if we get two more rate rises this year and the people don't bloody burn the bank down, I'd be surprised. Now, we don't want to burn the bank down, but that's what we're going to get to in this country, because people are just going to sit there and boil in the pot, do the frog in the pot analogy till they can't stand up and get out of it if they're not already in it. And we're giving you the information. We're giving you the direct information. So, will you stand with us for National Week? Will you attend your federal member next week on Friday? Can you send the email from the ACA page, the Aligned Council Australia page? Can you send one of the selected letters from the My Say Matters file? Select whichever letter you want to send. Can you send it to your federal member so that they are swamped and they are realising that more and more people every day wake up to the bullshit that is going on? Can you help me do that for this week? All right. I need people to start walking their talk in every manner, in every way, in every day. Because I've had enough of people ringing me and telling me, we need to do this. And I say, cool, what are you doing? No, we need to do this. No, tell me what you're doing. I agree. I think you've got a good idea. What are you doing? Have you written it down? Have you put it into a PowerPoint, a slide presentation? Have you made a protocol? Have you paid, have you got a constitutional lawyer, put some funds together to have a constitutional lawyer to do it? Nope. Then shut up telling me what we need to do, because what you're really saying is I need to do it. Because you think that because I've got a couple of people that have got the time on a Saturday to watch me waffle on and rant, that means I've got some sort of influence over how this country is running. And I don't. I'm no one, and none of us are. We're all just cogs in the same, in the same wheel. We're all just grinding our way through the day to day. So if you've got a great idea, put your work into it. Do what is necessary to actually get it started and make it presentable. Don't just ring people like me and say, we need to do something. And when I ask you what you're doing, you say, problem with it is that we've got this goddamn Me Too movement that, oh, who's going to the rally? You going to the rally? Are you going to the rally? Oh, yeah, you going to the rally? If you're going to the rally, I'll go to the rally. But if you're not going to the rally, I'm not going to the rally, because there won't be a lot of people at the rally. There won't be a lot of people at the rally because you're all worried about who's going to the bloody rally. Just go to it. It's a nice day. It's a nice day to stand outside in the sun and get a bit of chemical sprayed on you. Beautiful. Good for the skin. Great for the complexion. We've had enough. We've had enough of fighting on behalf of people that just continue to lay down and don't understand what's going on. And I'm guilty of it. 5 years ago, there was a person walking probably like this down a street somewhere with 30 or 40 people watching him. And he was probably saying, he or she were probably saying, I'm sick of people like Jody Lowe who don't listen, who don't know what's going on, who don't care about the country. Jody Lowe is an absolute moron, and I was guilty of that. That's me. And now it's my turn to take the torch and do that and say, I'm done with it, because everything that we've talked about for the last 2 years has come true. All right, and they're coming true quicker and quicker, and the pressure's coming on quicker and quicker. And if you don't believe that, then you're not watching what you should be watching, and you're too busy running around watching what they're telling you to watch, because we are right about 5 minutes to midnight, and this country is going to be on its knees very, very soon if we don't just start standing up and shake the cage. And, you know, I was told by you guys, I listened to what you say. We wrote the principles of Aussie Fight Back Club based on what you said were good principles to have, what we needed to work on. And so, are you walking your talk? You know, are the people that you are associated with, are the groups that you're in, are they walking their talk? Do they stand, you know, for their principles? Are they expecting everybody else to have principles and morals, but not actually doing anything, you know, to prove that they are themselves? You know, are they dictating to you how you will respond to the threat of today? Are they telling you that this doesn't work and that doesn't work? Or are they just saying get active, you know, and walk and do it yourself? Get rid of the big four, get rid of the Woolworths and Coles, get rid of the investing in the so-called BlackRock Vanguard State Street that everybody says is, they're the problem. Well, no, Australia's still got a hell of a lot of money invested in them. So are they the problem or are we the problem? The fact that we need to get 10% on 10% on 10% on our superannuations or our investment in through our mutual funds, even if you're investing in just mutual funds, and you want 10% on 10% on 10%, if that's not available in your country, are you happy to have that money go to another country so that you can get your 10% on 10%? Probably, because, you know, as the more I opened my mouth over the last couple of years, the more I realized that I was a freaking hypocrite, because I didn't even understand what I was asking of other people. I didn't even understand how often I was doing it myself. You know, so the biggest challenge being for me is to actually first measure myself and then ask someone else to do it. Because if I'm not yet doing it myself, how would I? I support the whole movement for don't pay rates because they're bullshit, illegal, yada, yada. I haven't done the research and I haven't started doing it myself. So I haven't been out there saying, do the national strike, you know, that sort of stuff, because I can't do it myself yet. There's things I've got to get in place to be able to do it, and I've also got to be able to understand it, so that if I get pulled on about it, I need to be able to understand what the hell I'm talking about. But I'm not going to tell everybody out there, oh, not paying your rates is bullshit. If you're awake to what's going on and you're fighting it in some degree, great. I want to be able to look over there and see a group of people fighting against, you know, the pedophiles and, you know, all of the stuff that they've got going on, and go, I'm with you. You know, I'm with you, but I don't have that information and I'm not at that stage of my journey yet, but don't ever come near the kids, right? Until you can get me the information. Or over there, people are worried about the WEF. Over there, they're worried about the UN. Over there, they're worried about, you know, something else. But as long as they're all standing, you know, and know that they've, the moment that, you know, something really hardcore goes, that we shift our focus and push towards it, which is why I'm leaning in a little bit at the moment to the World Health Organization's Pandemic Preparedness Treaty, because the vote is upon us. The moment that vote gets voted down, and we'll continue to support Jody Clune and her nearer electoral representatives and try and build them into bodies in each electorate, working teams of people, continuing to keep pressure on the people. So when Rennick rang me this morning, he said, this is why we need more good people to take up electoral positions. I said, bullshit. You don't need to have your favourite, you know, having your favourite politician 151 times isn't the way to have good parliament. Having every single person under those people, you know, the Australians that vote them in there, having them aware, engaged and understanding their, you know, what they're voting for, what it means to their country, what it means to their local area and what it means to their kids. That's what's necessary in this country. You know, you can have 151 mediocre politicians, as far as I'm concerned, if they are under constant surveillance and constant watch from the people, you know, who pay their tax, pay their wages with their taxes and put them there with our votes, supposedly. I don't believe that we should have a hierarchical system. I don't believe we need governance. But I also don't believe that we can step out of hundreds of years of it and jump directly, you know, into this so-called new love and light reality where everyone's at peace and we're all just doing it for ourselves, because we don't have the ability to have self-governance. Christ, most people can't even work out how to download a bloody flyer on there. You know, I had to deliver flyers around here the other day, you know, to people, because I was like, you know, yeah, sure, I'll print them. Yeah, sure, we paid for them. Yeah, sure, I'll deliver them to you across the Highlands. Like, you know, come on, really? Like, that's what you think's going to be available to us when we shut the country down? Like, you know, we wouldn't be able to work out who to take the rubbish bin to the goddamn dump, because we're so used to the government providing services for us that we just take for granted because we don't want that job. You know, so the cold, hard reality is we have to do things to make sure that we've got a system to actually turn over to. Because I could just, if you click your finger tomorrow and made all the bad people go away, then we'd be living in a third world country within a month, because people just are too lazy, too apathetic to you know, be accountable for themselves in any manner. And yet they would say, the government, they're the blame, you know, they're the reason. Okay, cool, get rid of them tomorrow. You know, that's the problem. We can't just turn into self-governance, and we can't just go back to pure principles, because it will be absolute chaos while the people that are so used to someone else wiping their ass for them go through that process. So stop believing the bullshit. Stop buying into the someone else is going to save you. Get up and, you know, get to those federal electoral workplaces next Friday. Take as many people as you can. What I'm trying to have out before the weekend is over is the letter for you to take with you, written, overseen by the lawyers and the professionals that we were talking about the other day, to have 10 key points why the federal member should understand that the constituents do not want him or her to vote for it, right? So basically, show up at 11 o'clock at your federal member, 1, 10, 100, whatever, to peacefully sign the letter and hand it to the administrative assistant or the MP themselves, to say these are the problems that you may or may not know exist inside of that, you know, inside of that treaty, inside of the IHR changes. They are the things that worry us, that keep us awake at night, and they are the reason why we want you to vote this down on our behalf, right? So that's the technique that we're going to try and go with, to actually have proper, well-written, factual, out of the, you know, actual, out of the documents itself, rather than just saying that we, you know, letting them say, oh, you're a bunch of conspiracy theorists. No, we might be, but by your definition, but what we do have is the right people in the background giving us the right information directly out of those changes. And, you know, things like Article 55 of the Constitution of the World Health Organization says that they'll have at least a minimum of 4 months, notice given for any change to them, and they continue to change it with 4 weeks to go until the actual sign off. So, you know, like, we need to be aware that is going on. We need to stand up on all fronts. We need to put down all this bullshit and the niceties. We need to make sure that we are visible and standing up and active and connecting and networking. We need to play the part that we are designed to play. Mine is different to yours. Yours is different to your neighbours. Your neighbours is different to the friend. You know, it doesn't matter whether you stand in the park, Stop the Rot, Hoodies Heroes, People's Revolution, you know, whoever you follow. I don't give a shit. I'm sick of the people that say that they're the leaders and trying to spearhead the leadership to go the way that everyone wants to go, and you're still just doing this, you know, floating around, just, you know, following around. As long as you're active, as long as you're trying, as long as you're doing something, but mostly as long as you're actually making the changes in your own life so that you can genuinely say that you are learning and growing from this experience, and not just expecting everybody else to do the work and everybody else to change and everybody else to not be bad guys while you're, you know, the victim. That's where we're at with it. Digital ID in Queensland, bullshit. So anyone that's telling you in the federal level that it's not going to happen to you, bullshit. Anybody that's got the idea that this is the way we should do it, if you actually haven't started the group, if you actually haven't written it down, if you actually haven't got your, you know, put your time and your money into it, don't ring me, don't ring people like me saying what we need to do, what you need to do, right? Because I'm doing what I think I need to do, and I'm done with people telling me what they think I need to do. You want to do it? You do it. You want to get the following that I had to work for 3 years to prove that I was worthy of? You do that. You get the following. Don't tell me that you're right over the target because you posted something that got you banned for 3 months, and that's why you haven't got a following, because you're so on point. Bullshit. That's just a lazy cop out for not willing to do the work and adjust to what is necessary to be effective in whatever it is that you think that you're taking on. All right, it's a cop out. You've got to adapt, you've got to overcome, you've got to learn, you've got to be malleable, you've got to try different angles, you've got to be resilient, you've got to have delayed gratification, right? You need to actually test yourself on what it is that gives them the power to dominate us as a people, and not just shrug your shoulders and say, near enough is good enough. It won't work, right? So active, active, active. You've had enough information. You don't need any more information, right? We don't need it. We do not need more information. I do not need to see another 100 videos today snipped down to 10 to 20 minute videos about how someone from 1702 did a shit and that shit became, you know, the foundation of more shit. Like, I don't care about that anymore. And you shouldn't either. It's time to go, all right? This is the time to push. You've got the momentum. You know, you've got the people starting to wake up. You've got the fence sitters starting to come down off it. You've got some of the politicians' attention. You know, you've got the media having no choice but to start talking about, you know, jabs and all of the things that are going, right? You've got the people that were scared and took it, that now know that they've got problems. You've got the people coming forth, the whistleblowers. We've got everything we've wished for the last 2 years. It's time to push, all right? Spiritually, physically, emotionally, you have to push right now. Get up, get off your ass, get off the booze. You know, get some healthy food into you, get plenty of water into you, get with the community, whatever you've had in the past, whatever didn't work that you say, oh, I tried that, whatever, get going, get up, get going. It'll guide you. It'll tell you where you need to be, man. But I'll tell you what, we need to do it, and we need to do it now, because you're not going to get many more choices. You get the misinformation bill through, the disinformation, the digital ID, the CBDC, all of that's coming in the next year. That's what they're pushing for. And pretty soon, these wives won't exist. Where you'll get your information from, I'm not sure. Probably from the community that I'm telling you to get with right now. That'll be the only way that you'll be getting it. We'll be back to sending smoke signals, if you can get one out in between all of the haze of what's going on above us, or carrier pigeons. But you'll have to register those pigeons with the Australian government to make sure that they haven't got avian flu. Right, so just understand what we're about to lose, and now's not the time to think this is some sort of social event. This country is in big trouble. That's why it's called May Day. That's why we're having a national week. That will be the first of many things that we need to do. That's not the end all. That's not what's going to be the winner. But like I said, we're trying to, you know, one drop of water isn't a threat. Lots of drops of water turn into a river. Lots of rivers that meet turn into a flood, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to flood this place with the truth, and anybody that stands in the road is going to get washed away. So for Christ's sake, fire up. Please, fire up. It's time to fire up. There's no more time for niceties. This morning, someone wouldn't share my post because I had FARC written on it, F-A-R-K, because some people might be offended by that. Christ's sake. Go and have a listen to Wade from Bill Bull Battalion when he tells you that it's time to stop worrying about that bullshit. If you want political correctness at the time when people are trying to kill your children, trying to take your country away, and you want to be politically correct, good luck. Have fun in your open-air prison, because I won't be there. I prefer to goddamn die on my bloody feet than live on my knees, and that's where we're going with all this bullshit about wokeism. You know, it's the softest version of a resilience of a fight back that you'd ever get in your life. You want to fight back in the peace of your own home watching Netflix. it's about to get wild, and all of the people that, you know, supposedly had a three-year head start, after about 5 minutes, they'll realise they did nothing but whinge and blame everybody else, and they'll be down in the same line to the government saying, please, sir, can I have some bread because my family is starving because I didn't do the bloody work that was necessary in the time that I had, while all the other sleepers are sleeping, and you've been reading and watching and sharing all of this information and done nothing with it. So now's the time. Catch up. Catch up or get washed away, because if I remember anything about the stories of Noah and his ark, there wasn't a lot of people on it.